I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. If you've ever gotten a death threat, you know it's kind of a big deal, especially when it's coming from a group like ISIS. According to International Needs, 15 Turkish pastors just received theirs. International Needs' Rodi Rodehaver.
These threats are against Islamic background converts to Christianity. ISIS wants to make an example of them and are threatening to do just that.
International Needs is bringing the seriousness of the situation before the Turkish parliament.
What we're praying is that, one, that these pastors will be protected. Two, we're praying that this will be an opportunity for the Christian church to speak out and to share with the rest of Turkey that they have freedom of religion.
A while back, we asked you to pray for those who are writing Nepal's constitution. We've shared that religious fundamentalists wanted to make Nepal a Hindu nation, and because of that, protests broke out. Voting recently took place, and it's officially staying a secular state. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohanan.
What does it mean for God's work? I think this is an answer to prayer, and God is going to continue to use his people to help people understand the love of Christ.
It's a huge answer to prayer. While Christians are celebrating, Hindu nationalists are protesting. Just to be on the safe side, some of GFA's partners have had to close.
The church can exist there legally, but persecution and problems and some other things possibly will always be there.
Ask God to restore peace and unity. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.